If you want an apple in Sitka, Alaska, you drive to the store and buy one. You go home, wash it, cut it, and eat it. Simple, right? Not quite. Behind the scenes, there is a chain of cost and a whole network of people bringing the water to your sink, the fuel to your vehicle, and that crunchy apple to your waiting hand. I'm reporter Emily Kwong. This month, Raven Radio brings you The Cost of Living in Sitka, a special reporting project about how Sitka's rising costs are shaping quality of life in our island town. Every week, we'll air stories on a different theme. This week is devoted to the cost of food. And we start with one of Southeast's original foodie innovators, Chelan Produce.
Okay, the story.
Do you want to introduce yourself first?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'm Dave Kensinger.
For the past 40 years, Dave Kensinger and his wife, Mona Christian, have been running Chelan Produce, bringing fruits and vegetables to Petersburg and Sitka on alternating weekends in summertime. It all began with, you guessed it, an apple.
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
Kensinger was in Seattle in the mid-1970s. His friends were growing organic apples, and he was selling. And one day, he got stuck with a truckload from Chelan, Washington, that wouldn't sell. They were coated in diatomaceous earth, which appeared suspect to customers used to waxy fruit. Luckily, at the time, the Alaska Marine Highway Service left from downtown Seattle.
So I put my truck on the ferry, went to Juneau, and started selling apples. And that's how I started doing it.
40 years later, Chelan is a household name in Southeast, bringing honey mangoes from Mexico and cherries fresh from Rainier. Kensinger named the business after those ill-fated apples. He's like a traveling salesman for the census, building pallets and picking produce he knows customers will like. I visited the market on a bright day in July.
Good morning. What's good today?
What's good today? Everything, of course, but I'm prejudiced.
Kensinger piles my hand with fruit.
Try a peach?
Some of his customers have been sampling since the beginning, like the Fleming family. Tori Fleming's first memory of the fruit man was when a watermelon rolled out of the back of her family truck.
The watermelon rolled out of the truck and splatted all over Sommel Creek Road in front of all my friends, and I was mortified. And there was Dave flagging us back to come back, and he gave us another watermelon. And since then, my family has been great friends with Dave.
Kensinger does all he can to keep prices low, but the supply side of his business is changing. Chelan had to stop selling in Wrangell, Cake, and Angoon when ferry service diminished. They now rely exclusively on Alaska Marine Lines, transporting the produce from Seattle to Sitka.
Two barges a week, owned by the same company, and that brings everything up here that we eat, that we use. So that's the biggest change that's happened, is there's just not a lot of options. For years, there was five different barge companies in Southeast Alaska. You could get in and out of any community with the ferries, in and out of there in 2 days.
There's other changes, too. Growers are fewer and smaller in scale in America. And the national immigration crackdown has made labor difficult to find. All these costs, driven by global and national forces, hit the Sitka customer squarely in the pocketbook.
Costs are going up. Ultimately, anybody that's in business, they have to pass the cost on to the consumers. So whether it's me, Chelan Produce, or your local grocery stores, they have no option but to pass these costs on because they won't be able to stay in business.
And it's rising transportation costs that have hit Southeast customers especially. Take, for example, an ear of corn.
Just to get an ear of corn from Seattle up to here costs about 45 cents now. So that's why you don't rarely see corn, you know, 10 for a dollar anymore, you know.
Kensinger is candid in saying that volunteers have made all the difference these past four decades.
I've probably had over 1,000 different people work for me over the years. You know somebody or somebody knows somebody that's worked at Chelan Produce at some point or time.
Kensinger and Christian are approaching retirement age. They're not sure how much longer they can keep doing what they're doing. But for now, the popular summertime question, hey, is it a Chelan weekend? Can be answered with a yes for the foreseeable future. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.